Jutschenker in Cairo is also with one of the protesters, a man called Noor. Can you tell me a bit about him, Jack?
Sure. Noor is the son of a prominent political dissident here. I'm in Noor and a political activist in his own right. And I actually first met him a few weeks ago under rather less happy circumstances in the back of a state security police truck. And we've now run into each other again. That was at the beginning of the protests, and now we've crossed paths again at what appears possibly to be the end. And I'm just going to hand the phone over to him so that he can explain some of his feelings about what's going on and give you a taste of the mood here in Tahrir Square. Hi.
Hi, Noor.
How's
the mood?
Hey, how are you? Look, it's definitely a lot more optimistic, or as a whole, people are a lot more optimistic. People are extremely, extremely, extremely excited about what is to come. The problem is we've been hearing so many different accounts, so many different stories from different news reports about what is actually to come. We've heard everything from Mubarak has taped his speech and is on a plane leaving to Dubai or to France now, and as well as rumors including that the United States and Israeli soldiers are on the borders preparing to attack. So there are rumors, again, like the Egyptian population were known for spreading rumors, but the amount of rumors that I've heard today alone are enough for the last 30 years. Again, everyone is very, very excited because news of the president stepping down, this seems to be the predominant theme of what people are saying. So it feels for everyone here, I think there are over a million people here now, and even more people are coming to Tahrir in anticipation of a possible celebration of Mubarak stepping down and leaving. So that's the mood here today.
And when these protests began just over 2 weeks ago, did you ever think something like this would be a realistic prospect?
You know, again, I've been protesting since I was a little kid. I've been protesting since I was a little kid. And I've been dreaming about this moment, but then again, it's been dreams. It's only been dreams until very recently. So no, 2 weeks ago, I don't think I would have ever imagined that Hosni Mubarak would be trembling on his knees and you know, waiting to leave the country.
Well, thanks very much for speaking to us, Noor.
You're more than welcome. You're more than